Right, here we go. Intro time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 615 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is January 24th, 2021, and we're into the new year. Well, good. And we're still all live. The sun still rises, still sets. I think we're okay, everybody. If you have never heard this podcast before, we are video game centric. We talk about a lot, but video games is kind of the theme. We're also a little bit older than the average gamer because we've been around the block for a little bit longer.
Some more than others, Robin.
Yes. You can check in every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and if you live out and are neighborly with Kim, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch, I believe still YouTube, for as long as they let us.
Yeah.
Sadly, no more Mixer. That's like old news now at this point. Yeah, exactly. Kids in just a few years from now, what's Mixer? Anyway, that's the gist of the show. My name is Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter for now. I like to just say that because you never know when I'm going to get banned for whatever. We have two lovely individuals, COVID survivor Mark Wright.
Mark Alex on all the gaming platforms, no longer on Twitter. Yeah, how's it? God, cocked that up on you. How's it going, everyone? I'm too excited tonight. I'm in a good mood tonight.
That's good.
I mean, I'm keen and eager.
You being in a good mood. You should be in a good mood. You got through COVID. Yep. You're now like you can. You're free, right? You can do whatever.
Just
you
about.
Want.
Yeah.
You're not in lockdown.
No. I'm free. I'm back at work. I'll go into that with my story time. So.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you for joining the show today, Mark. And last but certainly not least, also COVID free at the moment, Kim Woods.
Yes, and Dady Doo, I am. That's me at GamerGirl27. That's Twitter, that's Xbox, PlayStation, slightly varial, but whatever. That's me. I'm here. I'm not freezing to death. It's all good.
Yeah, Kim, you and I right now are missing what looks to be quite the good game of Armored Wank Ball because we wanted to podcast with Mark. For those of you who don't know, Armored Wank Ball is the alternative name that Mark has given American NFL football.
Boring!
The game looks like it's quite good.
The interesting thing about that is...
Suck it, you British bastard.
This is boring. I'm bored now.
Well, I'm more excited about the one that's on later. So.
Well, yes, the one that is on later certainly is going to have more meaning for you. But this is, I think this is shaping up to be a good playoff. Yeah,
I'd like to see the Packers get it. So I'm just saying.
You know,
I don't like Tom Brady. So
I actually like Tom Brady. I like Aaron Rodgers though. So I'm not. I don't care who wins it. I'm kind of I'm just excited for a good Super Bowl.
As long as the Chiefs are in it, I'm good with that.
Always conditions with you, Kim.
I know.
All right, let's start off by wishing a couple heartfelt birthday wishes to one Nicole Radowski. I don't want to call her Southern Belle because she'd probably punch me for saying that, but
she's from Texas area. She's originally
Southern Bells have, I think, a little bit different distinction. But either way, Nicole, happy birthday. Turning 21 today. It's amazing. She will forever be 21. And turning, what age is Joe Biden? 78. 78 today, matching Joe Biden. It's Eric Piotrowski. Eric, happy birthday, my friend. May the good times continue on forward. And with that, let's play them a happy birthday song. All right. Okay. Well, now that we have gotten through it, by the way, could we not have two more distinct individuals getting birthday wishes, Nicole and Eric.
Yeah.
On opposite ends of the spectrum of certain things that we won't go into here.
No.
All right. We're going to talk story time. Mark, we have another sound effect for this.
We do,
this
yeah. All we do we is are, sound we are all fully long. Loaded.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Fuck off.
All right. So, oh, there's a bit of Nicole look.
Oh, well, look at that. Apparently, she's not really glad to be here today. No. That.
Yeah.
No. He just chaps right. my hide.
I'll start it off. Because I'm quite simple this week. It's been a lot of work.
Just this week.
Yeah. Well, I've been told I've been simple all my life, but that's a different topic again. A lot of work. It's been hectic in a good way, just trying to get through it. I have fallen behind in all my podcasts. I noticed my podcast player was just loaded up on a gazillion podcasts. I'm like, holy crap. So I just started deleting a bunch that I was just like, you know what? I don't have time to listen to these. I'll just stick to the ones that I know I might find some time for. And then I did finish up the book, The Expeditionary Force Brushfire, which is book 11, I think, in the series. Previously, Robin and I, we've both been big fans of this book series. And this definitely feels – it is setting up for a continuation, which I honestly was kind of like, okay, I think I'm kind of ready for this to be over. And I think a lot of it was because the first half of this book is a little it's a slower read. It's a, you know, or audio listen. It's just it's setting up things, but to get there, they kind of took the long way. And so I was just kind of like, all right, you know what? I think I felt like I knew where everything was going, so it's like, you know what? I'm okay with this being over. But as with every great ongoing saga, they have some twists and turns that you don't see coming. And by the end of the book, they've set it up nicely. Book 12, I'm actually looking forward to now and seeing where they take this. But at some point, it does have to end. I do kind of want to get to that point.
Is this another RC Brave one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I still find it weird calling them
like
books.
Milk it dry.
Yeah,
no.
I still find it weird that they're called books, and because for more of a storytelling podcast, aren't they? To me,
very much so.
I've got quite a few of what I've got with when I sort of like signed up to it a while ago. I've got quite a few lined up, and I've just haven't had a chance to listen to them. So
just throw one up. Not actually throw it up. Just put one on and listen to it.
Well. But there's a little bit of a thing there because for Christmas I got a new woolly hat and built inside is USB powered where you charge it up, it's battery powered. It's got two little speakers in it so I can listen to podcasts at work now because since I started my new job, it's been impossible to listen to podcasts at work whereas before I listened all day long. Again, like you, Greg, my backlog of podcasts is huge. So, yeah, I've got my nice new woolly hat on, and Saturday, my first day back at work, I was listening to podcasts. I caught up on all the Joysticks and Chills. I've caught up on all our podcasts now, and I'm just catching up on the Seal podcast now. I'm on September. That's how far back I've gone. I'm on September's episodes of Seal.
At that point, I just fast forward, I guess.
I like to listen to them, The close friends ones I do. If it's something like the IGNs and that, I skip them. I just do the last, like, three or four, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the guys from the Seal podcast and the Canada crew, but again, it's Canada, so... Do I really care what they said 3 months back? Eh, not really. Just kidding. Love you guys. Anyway, but yeah, so audiobooks, I thoroughly enjoy them. Although, you know, what's funny is, Mark, you're talking about listening to it while you're working.
Yeah.
There's been a few different times over the course of this past week where I'm just like, I can't multitask with this on and try and do concentrating with work stuff. But usually I use Bluetooth earbuds and I just put one in.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So this way I can hear other things going on.
Yeah.
And then I just have it feeding in. So yeah, that would be my recommendation for you, or the woolly hat. You do need to take a picture.
Well,
we need to see a picture of this hat
in this environment I'm in now, because it's more sort of like semi-fast fit orientated, we have to have the doors up and it's fucking freezing. So the woolly hat is essential. Okay. It's an essential part of my uniform. Because it
woolly
is
woolly hat essential.
Cold. Yeah.
Got it. Check.
Yeah. Woolly hat, gloves. Yep.
All right. Well, that really is me. Outside of that, it's just been kind of business as usual for the just kind of getting through the week. Last week felt exceptionally long, by the way. It was like halfway through the week, and I was just like, oh my God, is it not Friday yet? So, yeah. That leads me to Kim. Kim, let's talk about fun things like quarantine.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of a long week, long couple of weeks, but here at the first of the month, around the 8th, my dad's boss came in, wasn't feeling well. Well, we thought, but they thought he had a cold, you know, no big deal, because not everything is COVID. Well, sadly, he took the test, and guess what?
It's it positive. COVID. Yeah.
So, you know, we got the news. Well, by that time, one of dad's coworkers had come down with it. So, dad got the call. We needed to quarantine, so we did. And then, and I hate to say this because I know everybody's been harping on, you know, the quarantine, stay away from people, yada, yada, yada. But here out in the Midwest, it's, you know, and dad is like 70 years old and bullheaded as they come. So he still went to work. And but as long as the shop was empty, he was fine. As long as no one was there,
yeah,
it was good, right?
If he's on his own, he's all right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So which was fine, except you have that one coworker that doesn't understand, you know, when you're all supposed to quarantine, you're not all supposed to be congregated in one spot unless, you know, you can stay far apart from each other, wear your mask, yada, yada. Well, and then sure enough, later on in the second week of quarantine, he comes down with COVID. So guess what? Because he was there the same time dad was there.
Back in quarantine.
We have to quarantine again. But so far, knock on wood, which is what I'm doing right now, none of us have symptoms. So, you know, we had a thing last weekend, this weekend, but we decided to stay away because we could be asymptomatic and not know it you know, pass it to somebody else. And we just decided for the greater good of everybody, you know, sorry, we're staying home. So, you know, but so far, like I said, knock on wood, no symptoms or anything here. So, and we're pretty much almost out of the second quarantine anyway. And like my sister-in-law said, what is it they say? Usually within the first couple, 3 days of being in contact with it, usually when you start having symptoms, and well, we've obviously blown by that by a long shot, so hopefully we've missed the dreaded COVID and this will be the you know, the end of it, at least for us. So we'll see. But you know, aside from that,
calendar
been on since the first of the year, because what was it, I was on like one weekend, and here's the calendar. This is I don't know who the hell this is. Hold on. This is Nathan and Bindi. I'm assuming Bindi is the cat.
Yeah, it's a nice pussy.
I was going to take the reverse it actually.
You know, maybe I don't know. Anyway,
the cat looks
so
like
the
Nathan.
Calendar.
I'm just saying.
Right. Anyway, so there's that, and I actually do have a second calendar come in because Maul, the cosplayer guy, got me again. So I wasn't going to do it, and then he's like, "One more week, and then that's it." I'm like, "All right, fine, fuck it, take my money." You know, he does it so well, so what the hell. Let's see, what else have I got up here? I haven't really been paying attention to what I put in the notes, so there we go. Pellet stove parts. We have a pellet stove that we use to heat our house because it's awesome. But here, within the last couple of weeks, the blower fan, which is the fan that pushes the hot air out to warm the house, went on the fritz. So we had to get some new parts for that. And let me tell you, that was about a pain in the butt. And, you know, with shipping being like it is, because I could have got it for free shipping, but that would have meant it went through the postal service, which also would have meant I wouldn't have seen it for 6 months. So I had to pay a little extra for that. But anyway, it came in the other day, and we have the fan on it now, so it works, so which is good, because I'm no longer freezing to death, which is a plus.
Now, is it tied, like, into your central air? I'm just curious. I don't know. So is it tied into chance central air, or is it just like in one room and it radiates out?
Yeah, in one room and it radiates out. We have ceiling fans, so that helps circulate too, but with the blower part that blows the hot air out not working,
right,
it's still cold. So you know, we've been dealing with that, but we got it fixed the other day and it makes a huge freaking difference. So that's been nice.
I wonder if Pete got his boiler fixed.
Huh?
I wonder if Pete got his boiler fixed.
Right?
Or is still in his loft, frozen solid.
Right? I know all about that. That was me the other night before we got it fixed. I come in here, I have like a heated throw. I threw that on the bed because it's that damn cold. Right, so, and it's weird because we had that. And we have a backup heat source, but it's also been off and on the fritz. Like, you can, it's a gas, it's like natural gas. And it's got a pilot light. Well, sometimes that thing will stay lit. And sometimes in the middle of heating the house, it'll just poof, that'll be it. And it's like, okay, well.
Kim, your backup, like, your backup heat source is your cats. You just throw them into the bed.
Right, that's it. That's it, exactly. You know, it could be like 3 o'clock in the morning and that thing just decides, you don't need to be warm anymore. I'm just going to go out. So it's been interesting. So we're going to have to replace that. But anyway, other than that, like I said, we're all still good. We don't have COVID. We haven't froze to death. So
that's two pluses right there. Hey.
Right? We're good. Yeah. Other than that, the football game. Watched the Chiefs game last weekend, and it was interesting, I will say. It was a pretty good one down towards the end, and I really thought when Mahomes went out, we were fucked. I really thought, you know. And then when he threw that interception, I'm like, yep, that's it. We're done. So,
but did we just enough to hang on.
So we'll see what this one like is today. Maybe we'll go to the Super Bowl. Maybe we won't. We'll see. So anyway, that's it for me.
We play the games. All right. Yeah. No. Mark, by the way, if you want to know what the Lucid Sound headphones look like, they're on Kim's head. Those are the exact ones I have.
I actually got some. The Lucid ones weren't available over here. It was like a massive waiting list. I got these. They're Razer Black or something.
They look like you should be piling a chopper.
Razer Black Shark V2 multi-platform wired eSport headset. They're really good. So as well as the normal sort of connector for the controller, you get an extra lead with it where it splits it off into the headphone and microphone port, so I can plug it in my PC as well. And it came with a code to download a special 7.1 surround sound app for the PC side of it. Yeah, and they're only £70 as well.
I notice you're not wearing them, though. Or is this for gaming only?
Well, I thought about using them for the podcast, but the mic's not detachable, so it's got a mic on it permanently, and I thought it might get in the way. And plus, with my glasses, these are more comfier. That's why I wear these. Although I get a lot of piss taken out of my
face. I'm glad to hear that the tin cups are not going away.
Yeah. One day I'm going to paint these fuckers to stop you lot taking the piss. But yeah, these are so comfy because they're more like foam than the sort of like leatherette type effect. And that's what I liked about my old headset. They were the Plantronics Rigs 400, and they were like foam. What? and they were so comfy and really nice. And fuck knows where they've gone. They've just vanished. This house must have a poltergeist because they have gone. I cannot find them.
That's your son.
Yeah, well, I think so, but he denies it.
Of course he does. You know.
Yeah. Well, he can't come over. You guys are in isolation.
No, we're in isolation, yeah.
Sorry, Dad. Can't come over.
Yeah. I'm back at work now. I went back to work Saturday. Had a good day. We were busy, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I was ready to go back to work because, like Kim was saying, I was in isolation all last week, which I mentioned on last week's show. The week was slow and boring. I did a lot of gaming to pass the time.
Yeah.
But it's weird not being able to leave your own house. We got the neighbour to get us some essentials like bread and milk and that. It's just a weird feeling when you can't leave a house. I worked today as well because my branch manager, I'm the assistant manager there, so the branch manager, we normally take it in turns working Sundays. That poor guy's worked the last four Sundays on the trot because I've been off so much. So, yeah, I've worked this Sunday and he's finally had a Sunday off to give him a bit of relief. I'm actually off tomorrow because I'm normally off Tuesdays, but I've swapped it to Monday because Jenny, she also tested positive recently. That's why I was in isolation recently. But she's had no symptoms, like Kim was saying, apart from feeling a little bit sort of like lack of energy, but not too much, which is good because we were so scared of Jenny getting it. But the reason she had the original test was she needs what's called a venesection. She's got too many red blood cells in her blood. It's called polycythemia. And every sort of like 3 or 4 months, she has to go for like a pint of blood taken out, which corrects it. The bone marrow then starts producing more blood and it corrects the red cells. So she's well overdue this blood taking out, but they won't do it until she has a clear swab. So that was cancelled last time. So she goes again for another test tomorrow. And if she passes that, if she gets a negative result, she can have a venesection the following Monday. But I know for a fact it'll still show positive, because when I was going back to work, they told me, NHS told me, that once you've had COVID, your antibodies stay in you for a good 3 or 4 weeks and you will test positive whether you've symptoms or not. So I think tomorrow's absolutely pointless, but we've got to do what they want. So yeah, tomorrow we're going to the hospital through a special drive-through test centre. You'll have them over there, won't you? Where you stay in your car and they've got like them marquee tent things, and then they stick the thing through the window. It's fucking awful shit. It's absolutely fucking gag fest. But I'm glad it's not me this time.
This year.
Sorry.
Yeah. So that I was saying, that's how we did our flu shots this year. We drove up.
Oh, drive-through.
You just stick your arm out the window.
Yeah.
They come up, they stick you, and then you're done. Oh. You just drive on.
Oh, talking of injections through the window, right? Have you guys seen the Arnie's TikTok?
There's a joke about that, you know, right?
Right.
Arnie had his flu vaccination through a drive-through, right? And this is what he said to the nurse. Oh, this is hilarious, right? Listen to this. This is Arnie on his TikTok.
Put that needle down.
Put that needle down. Fucking classic. That made me laugh anyway. So, yeah, so that's work-wise and COVID. TV-wise, as usual, watching the weekly doses of The Expanse. That is getting really good now. I'm enjoying that. After all the raving from you guys, especially Pete, about The Queen's Gambit, me and Jenny started watching that finally. Started watching that sort of like last Thursday-ish. We're on to episode 6. That is getting really good now. Very interesting. To say it's about chess, and at first Jenny was saying, I'm not watching that, but chess is fucking boring. But she's into it more than me. She's loving the story and the characters.
Yeah. We started watching a show called Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on Netflix.
Exactly.
I don't like Downton Abbey and stuff like that. Yeah.
Everybody was saying it was good, and I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's just more fucking pompous fucking wank, innit?
Well, if there was more of that, I'd probably like it better.
Still can't shake this cough. Technology-wise... Virgin Media, I've been on Virgin Media for my internet provider for a long time now. And a couple of years ago, I had it in mode, what's called modem mode, and I had a separate router, or as you guys say, router. And that was providing my Wi-Fi, and that packed in a while ago. So I've been using the actual Superhub. But over the sort of like last year or so, I keep adding extra smart stuff for my extra. I'm not saying it because she's right behind me. For the Amazon Echoes. And I think it's got to the point now where my Superhub's struggling with all my connected devices and my Wi-Fi's starting to struggle. Things are dropping out. My mobile phone, especially, I'm walking around the house, it'll just drop to mobile data. It's been a pain. So a few guys in our OC podcast, What's Next group, it's not just about gaming, we give advice on all sorts of information in there. Matt Nation and also Phil, because Phil's got one recently, they recommended a mesh network. It's called the TP-Link Deco. It's right over there. I've got the box over. And it comes with 3 like little mini tower things. And each one of them is called like a mesh. And the way it works is, no matter where you are in the house, your devices will automatically transfer to that nearest one and seamlessly, and you never drop connection. It's got 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz for Wi-Fi. It arrived last Tuesday. Absolutely simple to set up. You use an app on your phone, a bit like the Xbox. You just connect to it with your phone and then tell it what you want it to do. Give it your what you want your SSID, whatever it's called, to be your name. I just give it the same name and password as my previous one, so all my devices just connected, because you don't want them to program fucking how many fucking plugs and bulbs with your Amazon stuff. Yeah, and it works seamlessly, easy to set up. I've got one upstairs and two downstairs, and it gives the house total coverage. I've got 5 gigahertz thing on my phone now, with averaging around 600-700 megabits per second speed connection to the router on Wi-Fi. Realistically, on a speed test, I'm getting about 350 megabits per second on my phone on Wi-Fi. Wired, it's throughputting just as good as the Superb. I'm getting my full, like, 600 megabits per second on the computer. Absolutely superb. I'm well impressed. And for the price, it was, I think it was 120 quid for the set of three. You can buy them individually. Absolutely really superb setup. So, yeah, I shouted Matt out last week for the recommendation. I'm thoroughly happy with that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gonna hop onto that real quickly in that conversation. So one of the things I recently did, which, you know, smart bulbs, smart plugs, you know, those kinds of things. I think a lot of people, you know, do you need them? Do you not need them? I mean, how lazy it is to turn on a switch off switch. My thing with it is, and what I've come to really love about smart device in terms of power smart devices like switches and plugs, plugs probably more than bulbs. I actually like getting smart plugs.
Yeah. I prefer the plugs, yeah. I've only got 3 smart bulbs. Rest of mine are all plugs.
Right. Yeah. But on top of it all, the plugs and switches you can actually set up timers for.
Oh, yeah. You can schedule them, yeah. You can even get them to come on and off when you leave the house. You can activate it with your phone. So when your phone leaves the house, it'll turn off and turn back on. Oh, it's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. So... you know, for me, that's like, you know, going on vacation, set the timers up inside the house to where lights come on, the front porch lights. Now I switched out our front porch light switch to become a smart switch.
Yeah.
And so now I don't even turn my front porch light on anymore. It just comes on automatically, shuts off automatically, and it's done. So very, very happy with that. And highly recommend if you haven't done it on your own. Just remember when you're switching the light switch out, the black is
hot. This new mesh black network I've got, it allows up to 100 Wi-Fi devices connected to it at any one time, whereas a Virgin one stated about 30. So, yeah, so there's loads of scope for it, so I can add more and more plugs. Finally,
you are running out of room in the house to put smart
plugs. I know. I've got 3 smart plugs just in this room. For me, USB, because I've got more USB lights. I've gone for a green theme now. I've gone full Xbox. I've got an Xbox light thing there. I've got green strip at the back. I've got green strips here. I've got my RGB and my PC all set to green now. So I'm fully committed to Xbox. I've gone totally green. Today, have you guys seen the new trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong?
Yes.
Oh, what do you think about that? Let me get it up on the screen.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I don't want this to be so much of a flop. The trailer makes it look so fucking good. And at first I'm thinking, well, Godzilla's not a bad guy. He normally helps and protects us. But in the trailer, the guy says, oh, what's up with Godzilla? So there's obviously something affecting him. But yeah, Jesus Christ, this looks so good. It's only been released today, and it's had 3.5 million views already. So yeah, guys, just go to YouTube, check out this.
If you think about the original premise, well, first of all, the original Godzilla was actually bad.
Yeah. And then he turned into a goodie, protecting us from these other monsters.
Yeah, thank you, Japan.
Yeah.
But if you think about probably what, you know, Godzilla, at least in the last movie, he wasn't so much about protecting humans as he was just really being kind of king of the monsters, if you will. And then when there was another rival monster, you know, in the area, he took issue with that, so to speak. I can imagine King Kong. But I saw a good meme. They put the size of King Kong, the original King Kong.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. And he's like tiny. Basically,
Oi is about the size of a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the memes I've seen, yeah, he's in one of them baby carriers at the front of Godzilla. Yeah, yeah. I've seen that, yeah. Yeah, but on this, we're like same size.
I posted it in WhatsApp, so I hope you've seen it. Hello.
Yes. There you go. That's where I saw it.
Is that where I saw it? Yeah. Oh, God, there's that many frigging messaging services now.
Kim's backhanded way of saying, hey, assholes, give me this.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Frigging ignorant bastards.
Well, yeah. I mean, I stole it from somebody else. But, yeah. You know, whatever.
Oh, my God. Have you seen all the Joe Biden memes? With one with a mask on where he sat down.
You mean Bernie Sanders?
Oh, is it Bernie Sanders? Oh, I can't tell the difference. They're all the same
Bernie
fucking
Sanders
shit.
Bernie Sanders in his little mitten.
Yeah, yeah. That is that who it is? I thought we were fucking Joe Biden.
That's,
I don't
know. That's Bernie
Sanders. But all the same, I mean, fucking old bastard.
Yeah. That's the inauguration.
Oh, they're so funny. Some of them are so funny. There's loads on these Signal political group, what Robin's dragged me into.
Bernie has...
So what does Bernie Sanders do? What's it? Is he not working with KFC then?
No, he does not work for KFC.
Is that Colonel Sanders?
That's Colonel Sanders, yeah. Bernie Sanders actually ran for president at one point.
That's my American ignorance, Kim, sorry.
Please help him. No, he is a senator in the United States Senate.
All right, okay.
There you go.
Still means we'll call back. Very,
progressive is the right word we'll use for Bernie Sanders. All right. Very progressive. Yep. All right. I think we're done talking about
chicken on the weekends.
Bernie Sanders, part-time employee at KFC.
He's finger-licking good.
Let's get on talking about video games, Mark.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, so as we get into the video game playing stuff, Kim, why don't we give a quick shout-out? I have not checked the chat. I don't know if anybody's in there or not, but let's take a gander real quick.
Yes. Lord is in there, and Game Over UK is in there. So,
all right.
Thanks, fellas.
Indeed. Thank you. All right. Won't worry about talking about the freebies because we've already covered all of those.
Yeah, they'll be all changing next week. Tell you one thing, what has changed? The Epic Store one. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is now gone, but there's a Phil Ulcimum game, which is available now.
Oh, boy.
Galactic Civilizations 3, which is available from the 21st to the 28th of January. And it looks good. Right. I've grabbed it. It's free. Just go on the Epic Game Store, grab them. I've not bought one game off there, and my fucking library is huge. It's isn't it?
They keep pushing it. I've been buying them and then saying, don't download. Please don't download.
Yeah.
Right?
But yes, if you're looking for a good Philism game, Galactic Civilization 3 is there.
Yeah, it looks right up his alley. So if you listen to this, get it downloaded, Phil.
Yeah, and you know what? Show up to the podcast. Jag off.
Yeah, I saw
what he did earlier.
It's looking bad when Gary DeFelice has been on more than Phil.
This is saying something, Phil. I'm just saying. This is a problem. All right. Again, I'm going to take the lead here because I literally have had very little time to play. I've played a lot of Gears Tactics when I can.
I need to get into this. It looks so good.
So... I do have some quibbles, though. I'm going to talk about a couple of complaints, things that I want to change for a sequel. One, I think they need to expand beyond just the kind of micromanaging of your squad and then and fighting, because that's basically the game. It's you manage your squad and then you go out on missions. I would like to see them kind of get into base building. Right. Some kind of
a bit like XCOM. XCOM, you can develop your base, can't you? Yeah.
Give it an extra layer of depth.
I feel like
it's a little bit shallow, and they need to improve how they handle the loot that you get, because it's just overwhelming how they handle it. At the end of the day, I would like to see that better managed. Also, there's a bit of a grind in this game, and I think they can break it up better. The way they handle how you progress through the story. Once you get about three quarters of the way through, there's going to be a few different mission types where you're just like, oh, not this again. They're in particular the ones that I hate. And I actually had to lower the difficulty to get through one because it just was insanely difficult. But they push basically you're kind of on a timer, if you will. But in this particular, the way they work this is it's not that you have set amount of rounds to finish the mission, because that's what XCOM would do. They would say you've got to complete this mission in like 15 turns. I'm ignoring what you guys are saying, although I should be on WhatsApp. I know this.
No, it's not WhatsApp. We're in the chat, Twitch chat.
All right. Sons of bitches. But what they do instead is your team gets pushed by basically an aerial bombardment. So if you're caught in this red zone, you die.
All right.
So you always have to be constantly moving forward.
Yeah.
And the bombardment line moves forward each turn.
Right.
And keeps pushing you. And so it just gets to
a bit like the circle in
exactly.
PUBG.
Exactly. You know, a couple of those missions, fine. But it seems like there's one every cycle of missions, and it's kind of hard to explain. But there's story beats that will usually have anywhere from 3 to 4 missions in them.
Yeah.
Once you complete all those missions, you'll get another cutscene, and then you kind of move to the next phase of the story. And so, I would like to see fewer of those.
So are you still playing?
They could vary it up.
Yeah, are you still playing this on the PC then, or have you moved over to the Series X version?
No, I've transferred over to the Series X
version. Right, and with it being the quality of the Xbox, your games have just transferred over, no problem? Just carried on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Game transferred over. But I ended up starting back over anyway because I wanted the full experience playing through. Because the other thing that happened was with the Xbox version, they actually added some new enhancements to the gameplay.
All right. Okay.
So they added the Jackbot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember the little robot that floats with you.
Yeah.
He wasn't there in the original Gears Tactics.
Right.
So now he's a permanent cast member, if you will, of your party. And so he goes out on every mission with you, which is good.
Yeah.
It does actually make things, I think, a little bit easier in some respects.
All right.
That you have him. You can have him kind of tasked to doing certain duties.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just some of my quibbles with it. The story, though, is excellent. Mm. The voice acting, the cutscenes are all really good. And I'm pretty much in, I think, my final mission, literally – turned off the Xbox to come podcast. I was playing it right up until then. So,
How's it control on the controller then compared to the, obviously these games like are perfect for mouse and keyboard, aren't they? But
the way they have transferred the controls to the gamepad, just like XCOM, it's very comfortable. It's easy to navigate with the gamepad. So,
it works
quite well.
Yeah. I need to get into this.
So that's it for me. I do have a kind of announcement for you, Mark. I will be buying us a game very soon.
All right. Okay.
And I say that because I actually have some credits that are expiring.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've got some expired in March. So, yeah.
Time for me to buy a game. So, likely we will be getting Hitman 3.
Oh, I knew you'd go for that. Yeah. I've seen that. I'm still halfway through Hitman 2. Oh, my pile of shame is getting longer and longer.
Trust me, I'm right there with you. But I would rather buy it and use up the free.
Oh, yeah, but then it's there, isn't it? Yeah. It's always there for us because of the Xbox backward compatibility.
And also the reward stuff.
I might get around to it in another 3 generations. Game rewards, man. I got £10 just in December from all the reward points. I don't know if people have seen, but the reward system in January on the Xbox Dash, they're doing one where you earn as many gamerscore as you can. We call it a gamerscore challenge, which rings a lot of bells from our past. You can earn up to 10,000 points just on one punch card. So I've been playing the shit out of all fucking easy gamerscore things. A lot of them have been on Windows 10 because they're all linked in now. I've been following these guides and I've got 6,000 gamerscore this month so far.
Okay.
Thanks to lockdown. Cheers, COVID. So I've got 6,000 points there. So I've got enough now for another 10 quid voucher or a month's free ultimate if I want.
And if I can make a recommendation, within the rewards app.
Yeah.
And I saw it on Xbox, so I'm sure it's on the PC side as well. But basically, there's a setting that you can switch to do automatic.
Auto, yeah. And it's you get a discount. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, it's like at the end of the month, they say you just turn in what you have to get your rewards.
£5 or $5 voucher, yeah. And when you got it on auto, I think it's 5,000 instead of 5,800 or something. Yeah, it's quite a big drop.
Right. So just set that up for auto turn in. This way, at the end of the month, whatever you've got stacked up, you'll get a more discounted rate towards a gift card. So I have a $10 gift voucher is kind of what I set up. And so instead of it costing like 10,000 points, it's only 8,375 or something like that. So it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So
I know Phil. Phil manages to we're okay because we don't need to sort of redeem the ultimate yet because we did the thing where we built our live up, then switched to ultimate. So we're set for. I'm set till the end of 2022, I think. But Phil, I know Phil is doing his rewards. He's getting his 12,000 reward points a month, which pays for his ultimate for that next month, which is great because he doesn't have to pay for his ultimate. It's a fantastic system.
I know. It's a good system. We'll be talking more about those subscriptions in a little bit. All right. So that is me, though. Mark, I guess we can just transition right back over to you. Let's talk about what you've been playing.
Yeah. So I've been off all week, but I've only really... Well, apart from all these little shitty games, I've got 6,000 points in, which they're not worth talking about, so I'm not going to... two major games I've been playing this week. Elite Dangerous, been cracking on with that.
No.
But, yeah.
Shocking.
With my Thrustmaster, Hotaskim, grabbing my stick and throttle. But what I've been doing is... so. I've built up my money a bit now, so I've got a nice, comfortable bank balance. But there's this thing called the Guardian FSD booster, which I've always wanted. Because I want to get enough bank balance, and then I want to go exploring. And I want to find some planets where they haven't been rediscovered, and I want my name on them. Because hardly Dan, on the last Joysticks and Chill podcast, said he's found a few planets, and they weren't discovered by anyone else, and he's got his name on them. And I want that. That sounds so cool. So this booster allows you to jump further than what your current hyperspace jump drive normally does. But to get one, you've got to do various different tasks. You've got to visit a certain Guardian ancient relic site, because the Guardians are an ancient like alien race who are wiped out now, but the technology is still there. So I followed a few... In fact, this is a video I followed now. He tells you which planet they're on. You can find them, but they're a bit laborious to find manually. You go to the planet, you do a surface scan from the orbit, you land on the planet, and then you drop down your little SRV buggy, not your Mako Kim, but it's a little SRV buggy, and you have to activate six pylons in the ancient temple. But when you do that, it releases sentinel drones, which you have to destroy. So you have to be careful because there are a few sort of like dangers in there. Once you've activated these pylons, or you have to get a relic from the site. Once the pylons are activated, the main sort of like thing what was on screen there, it allows you to throw the relic out. It receives it, and it throws this massive orb up in the air, which rotates, and you scan it, and you get your blueprint for the FSD. And then what you have to do is you have to go around the site and destroy sort of like various bits of technology to gather the resources. Most of them are materials, which isn't a problem. There's the orb now on stream. But the cargo side of things, there's certain things you need cargo-wise. This is my bugbear with Frontier Developments. The SRV only has a cargo capacity of 2. Fucking 2, man. It's so frustrating. And once your cargo's full, you have to drive 600 metres away from the site, recall your ship, transfer your cargo, then drive back again. But in this little SRV on a zero-G fucking planet, it's not as easy as it sounds because it is rocky as all hell. It is uneven, very rough terrain, and I'm always on my roof. It's been difficult. I've got the orb.
Yeah? If you would like, I can actually make your life a lot easier. For
no, you're not deleting
just
it.
Just $60. You can buy a star and put your name on it. I save you a little bit of time, and it actually would be under your name.
All right, where's the fun in that one? Where's the fun in that? So I've got the blueprint now. I've got most of the materials. I just need about another 10 power cells or something. So I need to just reload back in, and hopefully it'll reset the instance now, because I've been out of it so long, and I can just go around and shoot these things and collect these resources. Then you have to fly to another planet to find a broker. He will redeem your materials and your blueprint, and I'll get an FSD booster. Yes, Kim.
And this is fun.
It is fun, yeah. It is fun if you like sci-fi stuff in this game. Me and Dan would say this is highly fun and this is superb. You and the other hand might fall asleep. I love it. Yeah, I've put a lot of hours into it this week. I think I'm up to...
This sounds very Destiny-like to me, and I hated all that crap you had to do in Destiny, finding all the fucking parts.
Well, if you think mine's laborious, right, hardly Dan, he took on a passenger mission, which was worth something like 30 million credits, but he had to take this passenger to the other side of a fucking galaxy, more or less, and it took him, he said it was 1,000 jumps. And a jump is a hyperspace jump. So you have to jump to a system, make sure you've got enough fuel to get to the next one, which 9 times out of 10 you use a fuel scoop if you're sensible, and I'm sure Dan does this anyway. And you have to jump again and jump again. He's got to do this over 1,000 times. But at each system he's in, you do what's called a honk. So it scans the area. And some of the systems you can do a more detailed scan.
A honk.
Yeah, it's a discovery scanner. It's called a honk, right? Okay, it's called a honk because.
Hey, let's hook up.
The discovery scanner, when you press it and it scans, when it finishes, it goes. Arr! So that's why it's called the honk. So those who know Elite know what the honk is. So fuck you. It's called the honk. But what he can do is then, once he's back in the
Let's
bubble,
the
yeah, once he's back in the bubble, all his honkable data, he can sell all that data, and he'll make another 30 million on top, and that's where he's finding these planets, what haven't been found before, and he's naming them.
He's honking at them.
Yeah, he's honking. He's honking, he's honky, honky, honk. Yeah, you're honky. Yeah, so that's Elite Dangerous. The other game I've been playing... Honk. And boy, have I put some hours into this game this week. I am fucking hooked on this game now. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Boy, what a game this is. Let me get the video up. So I am...
Did they honk too?
Yeah, I'm on. they've got a big home. This thing went.
Never mind.
Anyway,
I stay correct.
You can start a raid going. I'm in a bit of a honky mood. I'm 78 hours in already.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I'm level 175 on my power level.
Nobody likes a bragger, Mark.
I'm just saying. I'm now doing the alliance to get London in my sort of like clan alliance. And it's getting really good. The story's good. On the Series X, it's just... graphically awesome. I know you mentioned I was catching up on the podcast, and I think the early December one, Greg, you said you were playing it, and you set it to quality mode. Well, I tried that, and I switched it to performance mode. I visually couldn't see much difference, but 60 frames per second, this game is totally fucking hell, it is awesome. It's super smooth. The combat is just amazing in 60 frames per second. Absolute super smooth. So yeah, just try it on performance mode. You'll probably leave it on that, trust me. Like you were saying, some of the death animations are just brutal, and they're just gory, and they're just fantastic. The different weapons, chopping heads off, arms off, limbs, pinning them down with spears. I've started recording clips of them. I'm going to do a montage of all the death kills. I'm going to stick it on our YouTube page.
You did that
for
Witcher 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just this game.
It's very similar, Kim. You know, how you get that kind of... you don't always get it, but you make that power kill, and then suddenly the animation comes in. So.
Yep.
But I'll say this: the gory kills still happen even without the big.
Your arms and legs, you just go flying everywhere. Yeah. Even when you just normally fighting without the mini cutscenes. Pete mentioned he went back to Norway, and I didn't know how to do that, so he's told me how to do that. So I've looked on the map. I've not done it yet, because I've got that much into doing the England stuff. I know I have to get back to Norway.
Catch the train.
Yeah, then you get the red eye over to red eye over to Norway.
By the way, we can't really listen to anything Pete says because he says he likes chess strategy games, yet he hates strategy games.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of confusion with that, Ginger.
Yeah. I'll try not to spoil anything, but do you know what I'm saying? This game doesn't look as big as Odyssey. I might be wrong there, because as well as Norway and England, there's
more.
There's the Viking, Norwegian mythology realms as well. So there's fucking more to it than that. It's fucking huge.
I think this game, it does a better job of hiding not overwhelming you early in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because Pete spoiled it a bit last week for me because he mentioned a certain place. I won't do a Pete. Yeah. But he mentioned a certain place and I thought, oh, I've not. Anyway, I came across it just out of pure chance, and it's really good as well. This game is just so amazing. I'm absolutely hooked on it. I've put loads of hours in this week. I kept messaging Pete saying, oh, I'm at this level now, that level. And Pete saying, how the fuck you got that high so fast? And I says, just playing it all day long, doing all the story missions, all the side missions, all these sort of like mysteries. So yeah, it's really, really good. And I've got a copy, sealed copy, if anyone wants to buy a cheap copy. Just contact me. And in fact, we could even give it away as a prize if you wanted, Greg, and do a competition.
That is totally up to you, Mark.
Yeah.
I could never say yes, do that, because, I mean, that's you paid for it.
Yeah. That's me.
Okay. Kim, let's talk. It's DLC. I was going to say Kingdoms of Amalur. I'm pretty sure you finished it, but DLC.
Yeah, I'm just doing DLC now. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. There was two DLC that came out with the original game. So that's what I'm working on now. Especially, I guess, down the pipeline, I think there might be more DLC, but I haven't heard anything for a while, so who knows. But anyway, I finished the Legend of Deadkill, which is their pirate, I guess you call their pirate DLC. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much at the point now. I've built up my keep, which is kind of like Skyhold in Dragon Age. You know, you sit on the throne and they gave you jobs to do and yada, yada, yada. Well, I'm at that point now where I'm supposed to be like being diplomatic and doing crap for these other like islands and whatnot. And I don't care. It kind of bores the crap out of me. So I'm like, all right, it's time to do something else. Slay some more bad guys, kill some more monsters, whatever. So I switched to the next DLC, which is called the Teeth of Narrows. And I started that this morning. I don't know. So far, so good. They've had me killing the Jotun warlords, so that was done. I got there in like 5 minutes, and they're like, oh, we need you to kill this guy. I'm like, well, that was quick. So I'm doing that, and I don't know. You know how RPGs are. They're sending me off on all different sorts of fetch quests and get this and kill this guy, and you know.
Right.
But I'm kind of at the point. I've got 128 hours in so far. I'm kind of to the point now. I just want to be done with it and move on to something else. So I think I'll finish this DLC and then I'll hang it up for a while because I've got it unlocked enough where I can go and I can find, like, they've got lore stones and things in various little places. And if you find all these lore stones, I unlock more stuff, but I've pretty much beat the game already. So I'm kind of where the point is, what's the point? Mm. Because there is no game plus. Like, I can't carry it over if I wanted to do it all again. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of to the point at 120-some hours, I'm kind of ready to do something else. So pick something else off the pile of shame. And
I'm going
to
say, it's not like you've finished your main game and that. You've given it a good run, haven't you? So you've got plenty of hours into it. So,
yeah. So, you know, it's not like I haven't got loads of other RPGs. Like, you know.
Especially when Greg keeps buying them now and again, like fucking Divinity Sin and all this lot.
Right.
I didn't even start that. That's
Torchlight
like.
Torchlight 2, and I still got Torchlight
3. Yeah, Torchlight 3.
The original Torchlight. So, and there's Greedfall, and Control's on Game Pass now, even though I own it. You know, so I have a plethora of games I can play. So, yes. So I'm working on that. I'm going to finish Teeth of the Narrows, and then, I don't know, I'm going to move on to something else. I haven't figured out what yet. Maybe Torchlight.
We might have to create like a gambling grid. What game will Kim pick next?
Right?
And we can all $5 in.
Yeah.
And then we have like all the games she has listed. Kim, you won't be part of this, unfortunately. But we could figure out who, you know, it's not like the Super Bowl. You pick the winner.
Yeah.
Right.
So. I'll let
away from Valhalla because I've been this close to sending Mark the money for Valhalla. But I'm like, if I do that,
Just pay for postage. You can have it for now. Just send me the postage cost and I'll send it over.
The postage might be more of the game.
Probably, right?
I'll look into it.
I don't think it's that bad, actually.
Oh, but it's so good, Kim. It's so good.
It is.
Phoenix Rising, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Out of the three newer version RPG type Assassin's Creed games, this is by far the best. I prefer Odyssey over Origins, but this is so good.
Origins didn't really do much for me.
Yeah. I enjoyed Oranges and Apples, but Odyssey was so good, especially with the Greek mythical creatures.
I'm not so big on the whole Egyptian thing, so maybe that's why. But I do like the Greek mythology, and I like the Vikings. So so those are looking like more like something I'd be into. But it's like The Witcher 3. You finish one thing, and then they open up another map, and there's 6 million question marks. Anyway, I digress. That's it for me. Like I said, MLR DLC, and then we'll see what I play next. So,
okay. Well, I guess that wraps up what we've been playing. So we can quickly transition into a quiz.
Woo!
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
I've done another quiz, again, based on video game trivia. So these are going to be like random subjects.
To WhatsApp or
no, just throw me your answers at me over the Skype verbally.
I don't do it sign language.
There's only five this week, but they're quite random. So let's see how you get on. Question one: what Vin Diesel film was sued for its original title? Diablo by Blizzard Entertainment, who already had a game by the same name. That's weird. What Vin Diesel film was sued for its original title, Diablo? Alright, so his film was called Diablo originally, but Blizzard sued him because he had the same name. Was it The Fast and Furious? Was it B, Pitch Black? Was it C, A Man Apart? Or was it D, Saving Private Ryan? Let's get some music on.
Okay. See, this is where we need to talk about the process of elimination.
Yeah.
Because I mean, look, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel was a bit part in that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I always put an easy one in there. I always put one in what you can eliminate straight away.
What was B?
B, right? So A was Fast and Furious. B was Pitch Black, and C was A Man Apart. I loved Pitch Black. I thought it was an ace movie.
I feel like Pitch Black is the red herring answer. Like it's the obvious answer, but it's not it.
Hmm.
Although it could be though, because if you think about it, the character he plays in Pitch Black, he's basically the devil incarnated. You know, he's a super killer.
I'm gonna go with B.
So Kim's going Pitch Black,
And B. It's the most obvious answer to me. So I'm just to be a counter that I'm gonna say A Man Apart.
See, Greg says A Man Apart. Right, so yeah, it's definitely not Saving Private Ryan, and it's not Fast and Furious, obviously. So, is it B, Pitch Black, or is it C, Man Apart? So, Pitch Black, Kim, I'm afraid.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It is A Man Apart. Well done, Greg.
Mundo.
That's more of a revenge thing, isn't it? So, yeah, you must have originally wanted to call it Diablo, but yeah, A Man Apart. So, well done, Greg.
All right.
Completely a different tangent here. Question two. When Google created a playable Pac-Man game for its homepage in 2010, so cast your minds back, how many hours of gameplay did it see from the collective internet? So when you went on the Google search page, it had a mini Pac-Man game in there. This is 10 years ago. How many hours were clocked up from everyone on the collective internet on that game? Was it A, almost 500,000 hours? Was it B, almost 1 million hours? C, almost 2.5 million hours? Or D, almost 5 million hours? Half a million, 1 million, 2.5 million, or 5 million? What do you guys think?
I mean, I think the 500,000's out. That seems too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the internet is huge, isn't it?
And the internet is huge. Yeah. So it's
and the number of people using Google search.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mark's helping us out, as to speak, although he also, this also might be Mark's way of red-herring us to the bad answer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll say 2.5 million.
2.5 million.
I'll go with D.
Yeah.
You're going D, so you're going 5 million, Kim.
Yep.
Kim redeems herself.
Direct the mundo.
It was 5 million hours. Well done, Kim. That's one each. All right, question number three. And I've missed a part of his name out here because it makes it even easier. But so, Dr. Ivo Robotnik is the arch enemy of which video game character? Which should be so easy. Is it A, Mario? Is it B, Crash Bandicoot? Is it C, Sonic the Hedgehog? Or is it D, Solid Snake?
I think Solid Snake is clearly the answer. So, Kim, I would like you to take Solid Snake. I'll take Sonic the Hedgehog.
Kim.
Sure, sure.
Okay, because in the original question it says Dr. Ivo Eggman Robotnik, and I've took Eggman out, or it's still piss easy. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Direct the mundo!
Question four. Right, this I've never heard of this, so this might throw you. Master Hand is a character and a boss in which game series? Master Hand. Not Master Bear. Master Hand. Is it A, Super Smash Brothers? Is it B, Donkey Kong Country? Is it C, Street Fighter V? Or is it D, Injustice Gods Among Us? Super Smash Brothers, Donkey Kong Country, Street Fighter V, or Injustice Gods Among Us? Master Hand.
I'm going to go with C.
Greg is saying Street Fighter V. Any thoughts, Kim?
I'm going to go with A.
A, Super Smash Brothers. And Kim takes the lead.
Direct the mundo.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I should have thought about that. I was thinking Mario, not Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
it's a fighting game, so I knew it had to be fighting game related.
Yeah,
it was probably some awesome anime or something.
Japanese shit.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Smash Brothers also had the Wii Fit instructor. So,
all right. This last question is quite fitting, really, because you guys are missing a game and you are both into this. So this should be piss easy for you guys. It's right up your alley. Who is on the cover of a video game Madden 18? Is it A, Antonio Brown? Is it B, Carson Wentz? Is it C, Tom Brady? Or is it D, I'm going to say this wrong, probably Julio Jones? Antonio Brown, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, or Julio Jones? Who was on the cover of Madden 18?
I'll let Kim go first.
If Greg gets this wrong, if Greg gets this wrong, he's sacked. He's off the podcast, and Gary DeFelice will never let him down. Let him live it down again.
Hey, what were the answers again?
Antonio Brown, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, or Julio Jones? Can I give her a clue, Greg?
No.
All right.
Because I'm not entirely sure myself.
All right. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, the clue would have been a vague one, but
Antonio, I'm going to go
with D. Julio Jones. So right. Jones. Okay.
That was my initial thought, Kim. So I was leaning Julio Jones, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Antonio Brown.
Yeah. I'm well, I was kind of thinking the same. You know, between the two of them there.
Yeah, I know it's not Carson Wentz, and I'm pretty darn sure it's not Tom Brady.
Right.
So I'm going to go Antonio Brown.
All right. I am shocked you are both.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Right. It wasn't Carson Wentz, because he does not deserve to be on the cover.
It was Tom Brady. And when I... obviously, I don't know any fucking American footballers, so I searched for top NFL players in 2018, and these are the top four players, and Tom Brady was top one, so that's probably why he's on the cover. So yeah, those are the top four players, so that's made it probably hard for you, because they're all sort of like top key players, what you guys will know about. But yeah, it was Tom Brady. So
well, I think they all have been on covers of Madden.
I don't play Madden.
Think Carson Wentz has. That's the one I don't believe has, but who knows.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, cool. So well done,
Mark,
guys.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Kim, well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done, Kim.
Yeah, you too.
That means we can talk about some news.
Boy.
You want a jingle?
A lot of news?
You want a jingle first? Can I do a jingle?
Yeah, let's give
jingle.
A jingle.
Jingle.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So we will start off with what undeniably is the biggest piece of news from this past week, which happened literally on Friday evening. or Friday day, I guess it started to unfold. So Microsoft had come forward, I take it back. It was leaked images of some new Xbox Live cards came out.
Oh, I didn't see them. I just saw the official statement.
I was seeing there were images of a six-month Xbox Live card coming out on the internet showing the price tag of $59.99. Which, you know, basically $60 for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So people were like quickly like, oh, maybe it's Photoshopped. And then it was like, no, this looks legit because now we're seeing multiple sources showing the same image. And so Microsoft was raising. And if you remember, over the summertime, they had eliminated the 12-month price card.
Yeah, you can't get a year's worth anymore.
You had to buy it 6 months. So now suddenly they were raising the price of Xbox Live Gold, basically doubling the cost of what it was before. A lot of speculation around the internet about why they were doing this, a lot of anger around this happening. And so everybody was kind of like, all of this goodwill they've been doing, and then they fumble like this. It just, you know, it was not sitting well. Then, lo and behold, Friday night, the later hours of Friday night, Microsoft comes out with this message basically saying, we messed up today and you were right to let us know. Connecting and playing with friends is a vital part of gaming, and we failed to meet the expectations of players who count on it every day. As a result, we've decided not to change the Xbox Live Gold pricing. We're turning this moment into an opportunity to bring Xbox Live in line with how we see the player at the center of the experience. For free-to-play games, you will no longer need Xbox Live Gold membership to play these games on Xbox. We're working hard to deliver this change as soon as possible in the coming months. And then they go on to say, if you're an Xbox Live Gold member already, you stay at your current price for renewal. New and existing members can continue to enjoy Xbox Live Gold for the same price as they pay today. In the U.S., $9.99 for 1 month, $24.99 for 3 months, $39.99 for 6 months, and $60 for a full year. So that's the fastest reversal I think I've ever seen on a policy.
So there's two things here I take away from this. One is, playing devil's advocate, Microsoft haven't increased the price of Xbox Live in 10 years. The last time they increased it 10 years ago, there was a massive hoo-ha, but people sucked it in and still carried on with it. So it's not been a price rise for 10 years. So I won't begrudge a small increase. Like, granted, this was a bit of a large jump. So I won't begrudge a small increase because of the service I provide. Not like fucking Virgin Media. We've had another price rise. It's going up again in March. £4 fucking 50 a month extra. And it only went up about 9-10 months ago. Robbing bastards. Anyway, that's a different story. I don't begrudge them trying to do a price rise. But on the same token, I'm very impressed at how they quickly stomped on this issue, resolved it, pacified the gamers, and everyone's happy. Whereas some gaming companies, they let it linger, they let it hang, and it has a lot of negative bad press on them. So I think Microsoft's done quite well handling this situation, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, Kim, were you surprised how quickly they reacted on this?
No, not really surprised, but I had a feeling that there was going to be a turnaround with just the amount of people that were complaining and on Twitter, and holy moly.
Oh, I've got some right grief, didn't I?
It was something. And I'm kind of like Mark, I wasn't really shocked it was going to go up, but then when they got for that 6 month and it was the same as what a 12 month would cost, I'm like, okay, maybe that's a little too much. I've got Ultimate, so
so it won't affect us.
This wasn't gonna,
One thing I do like is, and it's about time to be honest, because they should have done this a long time ago. Sony have done this a long time ago with PlayStation, and that is free-to-play games. You do not need a subscription to play them. Sony, all the like free-to-plays like your Fortnites and everything, you've never needed PSN Plus to play them. But Microsoft, you've always needed Gold, which has been a little bit naughty, really, for free-to-plays, but they've actually changed that as well now. And now all free-to-play games, you don't need any subscription at all. So... yeah, that's a bit of the icing on the cake there as well. If you don't have a subscription, you don't intend to get one. If you're a casual player and you want to get into your Fortnites and stuff, there you go. No charge.
Yeah. I will say I was pretty surprised how quickly they retracted on this. I thought for sure this was going to just go the course of the weekend.
Right.
Like Microsoft was like, let's let it play out over the weekend, see how we come out of it on the They only let it go for a few hours.
So whether someone a bit lower down in management has decided to do this, and then either Phil or the main guy at Microsoft says, "Fucking hell, stop that! Stop it now! reverse it!"
What the hell have we done?
Yeah,
I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat, my conspiracy hat. This year already has been rife with conspiracies, so why not a little bit more?
Yeah.
So, I think this was a very purposeful move. I think Microsoft. I think Microsoft has been trying to figure a way to transition Xbox Live Gold out. They want
a sunset. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we've been saying this for a while, haven't we? Yeah,
yeah. So I think free to play games, you know, not needing Xbox Live Gold was already written in stone, if you will, in the books for this year. And what they were really looking to try, okay, again, my tinfoil hat. I think they wanted to raise the price of Xbox Live Gold to be close enough to Game Pass Ultimate for people to be like, oh, well, if I just do Game Pass Ultimate now, it's just a little bit more than Xbox Live Gold, and I still get all the benefits, and it's, you know, it's a better deal, so why wouldn't I switch over? And, of course, you would still have those that wouldn't switch over. But for Microsoft, it's like, okay, well, they didn't switch over. We're still making a really substantial increase off that membership.
Yeah.
I feel like this was their way of trying to hedge some bets and just do a price increase, take the hit for it. They probably didn't think it would be such a negative reaction and that they could kind of weather the storm with this. But I think cooler heads prevailed, and they thought, you know, they looked at the reaction and they said, you know what? We are going to kill all the goodwill we have built up. Let's back this down, and we'll try and figure out a different way of doing this. They do need to sunset Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah,
they've got to figure a way to kill this off.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are a number of issues at hand, likely legal issues that we don't even know about as to why they can't just kill it and force everybody into Game Pass. Because I mean, to me, that would be the ultimate thing: is just say, "Hey, Xbox Live Gold is no more." But we have morphed that into Xbox Live.
Yeah, so those who have got Gold like queued up, if that just changes into Ultimate, so they're not losing out. In fact, they're gaining, aren't they? A bit like the EA Access when it went to Game Pass. I just bought a year's EA Access, which I didn't want to do, but it also renewed. I forgot to cancel it. But that got converted automatically into more Ultimate. So. Right. I didn't lose out. I'm happy. So, yeah, they could do that.
I think probably some of the complication to this is the fact that it's not a one-to-one value type scenario.
No. Yeah.
And so when they do offer up the, you know, convert for one-to-one, they actually end up taking a hit on the back end.
Right, yeah.
In terms of the books, their accounting, you know, they record losses for that.
Yeah, because so that conversion where you paid a pound or a dollar to convert, that must have cost them a fortune, but it got them a lot of subscribers.
Right. Well, yeah, they certainly got a ton of subscribers to it, but if you also think about it, you were converting one-to-one for every month of Xbox Live Gold you had. They converted it to Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah.
They're not the same value.
No. Books. It was about $4 or $5 difference.
It was an even bigger hit there. And so I'm sure that doing that a lot in an investor's eyes is not a good thing. Mm. So, again, this is just the tinfoil hat way of looking at this, thinking, okay, they're trying to satisfy two different groups, gamers, get them over into Game Pass. But then also they've got their investors, and they've got to think about making sure that investors are okay with the moves that they're making and they don't freak out and, you know, affect their stocks. So, I don't know how they do this eventually. Maybe they just kind of continue to offer up opportunities throughout the course of the coming years of, hey, kind of like an upgrade path window of like, you know, hey, for the month of September, if you want to convert from Xbox Live Gold to Xbox, you know, Game Pass Ultimate, we'll do it one to one. So you'll get, you know, all of it will transfer over, but they just keep it in windows as opposed to just at any point in time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was an interesting moment in time, I'll say that, because we went from the House of Xbox was on fire to it wasn't. And then there's still, you know, there's still a large group of people out there that have still been bitching, like, we can't let them off the hook. Yeah. I feel like those people, although they very well may have an ulterior motive to their console warring.
Are you going to read out the special quote and statement from a certain individual?
Yes, Robin Lee Long, the long-lost Mexican-Irish brother of Larry, Xbox Live's Larry Herb, said in a PSA, "So if you feel dismayed, we are sorry. You are pathetic, moany little cunts that we will never be pleased. Just pray we never release the images and voice recordings from your Kinect, you pile of sad wankers." So, yeah, there you go. I was happy about this. I think this more than anything showed, at least from Microsoft's standpoint, they don't make all the right moves, but they're listening well enough to understand when they do make a really significantly bad move, and they're reacting
quickly.
I think the Microsoft of the Xbox One early era would not do this.
It would have
gone on.
But Microsoft of old and like even your current Sony's, they'd have shut the gate after the horse has bolted. But now they're nipping it in the bud quite early at Microsoft. I was quite impressed at the reaction time. Yeah.
And just one last news story, really. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot going on this week, but NVIDIA Shield. Apparently, the NVIDIA Shield TV now supports PS5 and Xbox Series X and S controllers. So there you go. The company's powerful set-top box can now pair with both the Xbox gamepads as well as the DualSense, the PS5 DualSense controller.
Yeah.
So if you have an NVIDIA Shield, you have options.
Just on a bit of a side note, it's been, is it CES week in America last week, was it? With the Consumer Electronics Show thing. Have you seen the new...
virtually this year, so it was
Have you seen the new face mask from Razer? It's a face mask, got a transparent front, so you can see, so you can lip read. It's got two filters, which have got, like, magnetic things on, and the RGB. It's a concept at the moment. It's not for retail, but that's going to be so expensive, but it looks so cool.
Yeah, I pray it fails, and that's just because we don't need face masks moving into 2022. let's get past it.
Yeah,
I'm over them.
Move on.
I wanted to. You know, we never really did a end of year wrap up show.
We never did our traditional prediction show.
But I wanted to have a quick conversation about, you know, a little bit of prediction, I guess, but just kind of talking about. Realistically, mind you, this is the caveat here was realistic things we wanted to see happen this year for the gaming industry. And so this calendar year, 2021, what we hoped might get announced or might happen within the industry, just to kind of get us start thinking about kind of looking ahead to the coming year. So I'm going to go from the bottom of my list up. So Mark, we'll start with you. Why don't you read off your first one?
So my first one is, and this is a very much a reality, I hope, Elite Odyssey, the new add-on, the space legs where you can walk around for Elite Dangerous. It definitely releases this summer on PC as scheduled. They've delayed it already from spring to summerish time, but I'm hoping it doesn't get delayed even more and possibly into next year, because that can happen. So I'm hoping it definitely releases this summer, because I'm so stoked for it. I've got it pre-ordered. I'm that excited for this.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That works. Kim, I already like your first one, so let's fire away.
Alrighty. Well, I finally get a Series X.
Hopefully. Yeah, so you've been...
Oh, right. Series X. Sorry, I read that as something different. Oh, yeah, I missed the R-I-E-S.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know...
Well, you know, that too, but that's not really gaming-related. Fair play. As far as I know. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been keeping your eye out.
Yeah, I've been looking. Close. Like, this morning, apparently Target had some, but my little notification thing never told me the Target had any, so...
I see, like I said, it's
fine.
Yeah, I see a lot of American retailers have now got PS5s in stock, because a few of our friends have got them.
Course.
Dan Tilson picked one up, and Luis Raimondo, he picked up a PS5. So you can't get them over here still, like, rocking our shit over here, PS5s.
Yeah.
In fact, the biggest, well-known retailer over here, Game... they've just, they had, I think it was in the press, about 2,000 available units. And the scalpers ordered them all, pre-ordered them all. So they're actually looking into that now, because people are complaining and they're cancelling all the orders, so which is good. They're actually doing something about it now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these scalpers
are...
It's crazy.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. For as long as there's a market on eBay for them, you're going to have these scalpers trying to buy them up to sell them.
Well, it doesn't help when you've got like retail units like CEX in the UK, what buy and sell secondhand units. They're pushing all their advertising on Facebook and everything, and they are offering, I think it's £600 or £650 for a PS5. So you could go out and buy a PS5 for £450. Take it straight to CEX and make £150 profit for doing no, and then they retail that at £750-800, which it's awful, because those who genuinely want one, they can't get one. Right. So all these people are buying them up and making a profit. It frustrates the hell out of me.
Totally agree.
Which is why I'm pretty much comfortable with waiting till spring, summer.
Well, yeah, just get it through a normal store.
Yeah. I'm not giving scalpers.
Oh, no way. No, I was the same.
I'm perfectly happy with my 4K TV and my series, or my 1X.
The 1X is a great machine anyway, yeah.
Oh, what the hell. But yeah. I'll get one, hopefully.
Yep.
You will. I'm sure you will. All right, for me, I would love to see the announcement of XCOM 3 to come out, because... XCOM Chimera Squad came out last year. It was kind of an abbreviated kind of mini game, if you will.
Yeah, like a spin-off side cut-down thing.
It wasn't XCOM. No. And so I really hope that they are actually working on a proper sequel and they come forward and give me that announcement. That is something I would love to see happen. I think it might be happening.
Right.
So I'm just pinning that on a realistic hope.
Yeah.
Mark.
Just on that XCOM thing, I never finished the second one, so without spoilers, do they leave it open for a follow-up game?
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay, that's fair enough. So my second thing is, so this year's E3, whether it's virtual or it's real, probably going to be virtual again, I presume, with the pandemic still being in full flow and with the new strains, I really want to see some stonking new Xbox SNS-specific super duper ray tracing balls to the wall powered exclusives from Microsoft. With all these new developers have bought, I want to see the fruits of their labor with some decent trailers, some dates. Don't have to come out this year. I just want to see them, and I want to have that hunger for some fantastic exclusives and to put to bed the last few years of Microsoft's got no exclusives. So yeah, that's what I want to see, and I think it could happen.
I think it definitely is going to happen. Yeah. I think there's kind of two folds to this kind of prediction for you, if you will, or desire.
Yeah.
One is the E3 part of it.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to kind of – I didn't have this as part of mine, but now that you're saying this, I actually want it to be part of mine. But that is to have E3 come back in the week.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a repeat of this past summer where we have Jeff Keighley trying to create some E3 summer nonsense.
I want it to – if it's – yeah, if it's virtual again this year, which I think it will be, I want it to be more organized. And like you say, in the proper week, if they'd have been at the real convention – whether it's virtual or not, use the same time slots, have the same format. Yeah, that would be perfect for me.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then the second part of this is just the desire to see, you know, exclusives from Microsoft that are, you know, next gen.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get that.
Maybe the Star Wars games. That'll upset a lot of Sony fanboys, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're not either. I don't think there's any possible way you're not going to get that kind of stuff, Mark. Mm. We already know. Joanna Dark, you know, Perfect Dark Zero reboot is happening.
Okay. Yeah. But I want to see new stuff, new IPs.
Well, see, here's the thing. At least with Perfect Dark for me, you know, the whole I want to see new IPs. The Joanna Dark, Perfect Dark games of old were always very cartoonish to me.
Yeah, a bit junk as well. Yep.
This is the farthest thing from that, from what we saw. Suppose,
No, it's definitely more realistic looking.
Yeah,
at least
the last Perfect Dark game was the launch of the Xbox 360, and that was Perfect Dark Zero. And I played it, and it was okay, but it was a bit junk. But yeah, I suppose in this modern time, it could make something super.
I think you're going to get that. And you'll get that, obviously, from PlayStation as well.
Yeah.
As well as Nintendo. But I think
cracking
the proper
E3, PS5 ones,
That's the real big get for me out of your wish.
I think by the end of this year, I might have to get a PS5 just for the new God of War, the new Horizon Zero Dawn stuff. So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'll throw an extra little prediction in.
That's not a prediction.
But anyway, Kim, go forward. What would you like to see?
All right. Well, on the same vein as Mark's there and seeing games and all that, I'm going to jump over to one. I hope we get more info on the next Dragon Age and more than just what we got last year. I want to see. I mean, what we saw
for a while,
during the summer thing was really good, but I want to see more.
Yeah.
Because you figure it's going to either come out next year, probably, or maybe the year after. So it'd be kind of nice to see a little more than the little snippets that we've got so far. Right, because really, if you think about it, we haven't seen very much.
No.
So,
and it's been a while since the last one in Quiggy Geek. That was a while ago now. Yep. And I'm itching for a new Dragon Age.
Yeah, and I should point out in the chat, if you have anything you can think of, throw it into the chat. We can look at that as well.
Yeah.
No, I like that, Kim. I think I think that's a very realistic expectation and something that certainly should happen for whatever EA decides to do for E3. The game feels like it's at a point where now they can really start showing it off. I am kind of hoping, and this is based off of a survey that Microsoft put out there, that we might get an announcement of an Elite 3 controller. Probably this is going to be something second half of the year, but that will include haptic triggers.
Yeah, that'd be so good. That DualSense controller for the PS5 looks
I'm
so
ready to
sweet.
Upgrade for my Series 1. So.
Yeah.
I nearly bought a Series 2 one.
I like my Series 2.
And I sort of like Umdenard, and it's still so expensive. So I'm glad I've held off now, because if this does happen, I'll probably go for the 3. Because I've got the wired Wolverine tournament with the extra paddles on that, and it's great. It's no problem. So I'll carry on using that.
There you go. All right. Mark.
My last one's more of a wish than a prediction. But the Series X and S have got an expansion slot on the back where you can put a NVMe SSD into it. But they are so expensive. For £219.99 in the UK, which is a lot of money for 1 terabyte when you compare it to a price of a normal SSD NVMe M2 card. So I'm hoping there's going to be a price drop on that, because it's... That 1 terabyte hard drive in the Series X fills up so quickly. So quickly. And I've still got my 3 terabyte USB add-on, which is filled with all my non-specific X and S games. But now you've got to buy fucking Hitman 3. I need this extra storage.
Well, so here's the good news for you, just from the storage management side of it. One, I think they will. You'll see some price coming down on that storage. Yeah.
Do you think they'll let third party produce for it as well?
Yes.
At the moment, you can only get Seagate, can't you?
Yeah, I think they have a upfront exclusive deal with Seagate on that storage card. But I think you're going to see two things happen. One, I think you're going to see also different memory sizes, so that they maybe go up to 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
There'll definitely be some third-party vendors that come into this as once a year has passed.
I hope so.
I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah.
And certainly as they sell more, I think we'll see the price come down.
Mm.
The challenge is obviously they made a proprietary SSD card. Anytime you have kind of a proprietary configuration to anything, it's going to add cost to the storage.
This is something I've always liked with PlayStation, because like with the 3 and the 4, like with my 4, I took out the original 500 gigabyte and I put a 2 terabyte in. It's just a standard hard drive. The PS5, I watched a video online where someone stripped one down, and you can't get it yet because it's not activated in the firmware, but eventually you can add, there's an M2 slot in the machine,
right,
and you can just add a normal NVMe M2 card into there. SSD in the future. So,
But those have to be, from my understanding, certified for the PS5.
Yes, they have to be certified for PS5, otherwise they won't work, and it's not activated in the firmware yet. But the idea's there, and they've always done that of Sony. So, Microsoft could do with following suit, really.
Follow-up thing to the storage side of it. This is not the case for PlayStation 5, unfortunately, for those users, but on the Xbox, you can store your Series X games on your old drive.
Yeah.
So but if you have your 3 terabyte drive on there, you can't play from it.
No, you just transfer it. You switch it over. Yeah. And with it being USB 3, it doesn't take that long to transfer over either.
Right. But apparently you can't do that on the PlayStation 5 for whatever reason.
Okay,
they do not allow you to store PlayStation 5 games on anything other than that NVMe internal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, it definitely limits things a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, Kim.
Yeah.
this is another hope and dream off Kim rather than a prediction, because this will never happen like mine.
Yeah.
I'm like Greg. I think that gold's going to go bye-bye. But
all right, I thought you were
like
about
to see some sort of a family plan, like for Game Pass or for gold, either way, to where like if you could buy it and then... Like I said, if I wanted to, like, a game share with my brother, which I guess I could pass it on to him anyway, but, like, for Anthony, when he comes over, you know, I could set him up on one, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that would be good. And I know on Twitter there's been some rumblings kind of about that anyway, so.
I think they might make they might make it a little easier for you, because they used to have the family plan.
Yeah, they did,
Way back when, yeah.
Yeah. Although I think if I have my druthers, if it's family plan or share plan, I'm going to stay with the share plan.
Yeah.
Because my family is over in the UK.
Yeah.
Intent. But my understanding, though, Kim, is as long as you were signed in, say Anthony signs in with his own gamer tag, as long as you kept your signed in on the console at the same time, he could play, in a sense, kind of on that account and have access to your games.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gets you what you want. But no, I agree.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be some revisions to how they're handling their subscriptions. Obviously, they're thinking about this, not exactly in the ways we were hoping, but they have been thinking about this.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talked about Xbox Live being sunsetted, so I won't talk about that. What I will say is hoping for a Switch 2 announcement.
All right, okay.
I think that absolutely is going to happen this year.
Yeah, with more powerful processor in it and that,
100%. And to that, and kind of what you were talking about, Mark, but this really isn't a prediction because I don't think it's going to happen this year, but it is a slim PS5, something that's smaller.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's slim or if it's shorter.
Have you seen some of the videos where they compare the PS5 and the Xbox Series X? It's just, wow. It's a massive unit.
I saw Lewis holding up his PS5 next to him. I mean, it was like half his body.
Yeah.
So, So, yeah, I do want to see something, a smaller form factor for that device. I know they will eventually get there. It's not going to happen this year.
No.
I don't think we're going to see a new SKU for either the Xbox
or PlayStation.
Well,
they'll do it because Sony always do it. Yeah, I can see that happening for definite.
It'll be 2 years out for sure. Mark, anything else on yours? I think we covered everything.
Yeah, no, yeah, but just the one, there's one of Kim's on there, which I agree with, and that's what I mentioned about it'll never happen. I thought that's what she was going to say, but I'll let Kim explain this one.
I think we can just go to Kim's, and this is the one we'll wrap up on. Kim, lead us out, because I think all of us can say...
Yes, I would like to finally chip away at some more of my pile of shame, because it is kind of embarrassing to admit the amount of games I have and the amount of games that I've played.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, life, jobs, family, that sort of thing. You know, we all don't have the time anymore, but when you're looking at, like, 400 and some games, and then they ask you how many of those you've played, and it's like, maybe a quarter, an eighth of those, possibly, you know?
Yeah.
And you know...
It's just
and
fun.
I have a lot of awesome games.
Yeah,
so.
You do, Kim. You do. And this is where I'm guilty of. I dip into almost every game I ever get. I play for just a little bit. The problem is I'm like new shiny.
Right. Exactly.
So I skip around a lot on games, whereas you are very focused on your games. Yet you still buy a lot of games. And for me, my hope for you, Kim, is that every box of games, every game in a box that you have on a shelf somewhere, I know you have them, that is still in a wrapper, that they will all be unwrapped this year. You will just at least take them out of the wrapper so they feel like they've gotten a little bit of love.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's just like, and somebody's like, well, you know, if you didn't put so many damned out, but the only ones I really put a lot of hours into are like the RPGs, like the big games, like Red Dead 2 and like the one I'm on now. A lot of the like first person shooters and stuff, you know, I can usually beat the campaign and whatever little DLC or anything might be there, and that's it. I'm done with it. It's just the RPGs and the big games like Witcher 3 that get me.
It's funny because on the Joysticks and Chill Discord group, they actually made a section called Backlog. I think that's because Kim mentioned Piles of Shame and stuff. And some of the guys were putting their Piles of Shame in, and some of them were like listing 89 games, and I'm putting amateurs. And I spent half an hour the other night just doing a list of, I just went on my Xbox and on my PS4, and I just made a note of all the games what have been purchased, not Xbox Live, not Game Pass, not PS Plus, just purchased games, co-purchased with you, Greg, and with my nephew on the PS4. And I've fucking got a list a mile long, and I put it up on the group, and people are going, God, wow, yeah, that's a lot. And that's not even including Steam.
I didn't want to do that because it'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But I just wanted to sort of like show people what a proper pile of shame is. So,
right.
And I detailed them into what started, what's not started. It's just huge. I'll have to send you
so
it.
So pretty much Mark went into that, and he's like, you think you're crap?
Yeah, so this guy was like, call that a knife? That's a knife. Yeah.
Yeah, mine would be like that scroll that starts to unroll and then goes like for 2 miles across the floor. That's my pile of shame now. And it's placed.
I was hoping Kim was going to follow suit and do a list as well, which would be just as long as mine, but she didn't. So.
Oh, I could.
Yeah. Do it, Kim, do it.
I could. It would be longer than yours because the one I posted doesn't even have. That was my old, like, year of living dangerously. Remember?
Yeah.
That was my list, and I've got more I could add to it. So
I think I lasted like 2 months through that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Yes. Okay.
Well, hey, let's transition from talking about our pile of shame to talking about all the games we can buy. Kim, let's talk about new releases coming next week.
Alrighty. Wow,
there's a few this time.
Alright, your new releases for January 24th through January 30th are Cyber Shadow for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on January 26th. Then we have Stronghold Warlords for the PC on January 26th as well. The Sims 4 Paranormal Stuff Pack for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC on the 26th. The Eye of Atlantis for the PC on the 27th. The Dark Eye, not to be confused with Stink Eye, Chains of Setnav for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 27th as well. And then we have The Dark Eye, yet again, Memoria, for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch on the 27th. Disjunction, which is not like pink eye. Maybe that has nothing to do with the eye. Anyway, for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 28th as well. Elijah for the Switch and PC on the 28th. Sword of the Necromancer for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 28th as well. The Medium, which is, I think, one that a lot of people are looking forward to, is out for the Xbox Series X and S and the PC on the 28th.
And it's on Game Pass.
It is.
Yes, it is on Game Pass. The Yakuza Remastered Collection for the Xbox One and PC on the 28th. Toyu, or T-O-H-U, for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC on the 28th as well. Bonkies. No idea what this is about. The PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 29th. And then, last but certainly not least, we have Gods Will Fall. Or if you're like me, we'll just trip. It'll be fine. Anyway, Gods Will Fall for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and Stadia, and PC on the 29th as well. And those are your new releases.
So, right. I'm just looking up The Dark Eyes, because I've not heard of them before. The Dark Eye, Kim, them two ones there, you might like these, they're RPGs. German originated company, yeah. So,
they're not like JRPGs or whatever, are they?
I don't think so. I'd have to look into them a bit more. I just done a quick search and it came up with RPG. So,
Oh boy.
All right. Well, I guess, it's funny. I'm looking at this list. Two games out of all of these.
I know what you're going to say.
Not all winners, but only two games are coming to Stadia.
Yeah.
Man, that, now granted, we're not.
That should, Luna's every new release. Yeah, every new release should be Stadia as well as. They're really dropping the ball. When Amazon Luna launches, it's going to kill Stadia off completely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still play Stadia? Anyone out there? Let us know. Tweet us, email us. Let us know if you play Stadia still.
Yeah. Speaking of checking emails, I haven't checked our email in forever.
I'm guilty of that as well.
Think about this. We'll get off the games that are coming. To what we have finished in talking about our ongoing deal, Victories Achieved. This, of course, is a contest that we sponsor, basically our way of giving back to the community. We want you to finish a game. When you're done with it, go on to that super uber popular app called Twitter and post an image of yourself with the game in the background. Put in hashtag Victory Achieved and tell us what game you beat. And we'll just throw you into a contest. It's that simple. The contest, of course, is the winner on a quarterly basis is picked. They get $20 or £15 for Xbox Live, PSN, or Steam. I still don't think we support Nintendo for some reason. Probably because we don't like them. So get out there, complete some games, get into the contest. Literally costs you nothing. It's you're already doing it. You're enjoying these games. So, yeah, get on in. And here we go. These are the winners for this week. These people have finished and completed games. We've got James B. 1983 for Watch Dogs Legion.
Nice.
Fletch 90 finished, however you want to say that. Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Nice. Just before you move on, do you know when you're in the game, you can look on the progress and you can see who's in front of you on hours and stuff and levels. I think he's on something stupid like nearly 300 fucking power level. He's put a massive amount of time in this game.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that is sorry, nuts. Carry on.
Yep. All right, carrying on. John Mouse, also back in completing Watch Dogs Legion. Robots, Man Rob, Beast.
Rob VTS. It's Snoogans.
Rob VTS.
Yeah, that's how I bought the Series X off. Yeah.
Resident Evil HD. It's always so difficult sometimes to figure out what the heck their Twitter name might be. Because everybody, when we first started up with Twitter, would not put their regular name in. They would put in these like code names. And then we have Colin Cars, Colin All Cars, finished Ghosts of Tsushima.
It's easy for you to say,
yes.
Rick.
Tsushima, yes. I cannot speak. Apparently, my career is over now.
No, you're fired. No.
Yeah, my career in podcasting. All right. For all of these individuals who have now completed these games and submitted into Victory Achieved, we want to hear what it sounds like when you see Bernie Sanders clapping.
With his mittens.
You all have a Victory's Achieved! Victory's Achieved! You have one Victory's Achieved!
Whoops, I had it on ducking.
That was amazingly low. It should have sounded like this.
You all have a
Victory's Achieved! Yeah.
Victory's Achieved.
I did that last week as well when I did the Price is Right music, and I like dug the sound out so it like drops slowly so it doesn't just turn off instantly. I forgot to unduck it, and yeah, that's the result.
Mark.
I'm just trying to explain. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
I know. I'm fired.
You're ducking a lot.
You're unducking.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll give you an example of ducking. No, what?
Oh, dear.
Do I want an example of ducking? I don't think so.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Ducked, unducked.
Please.
Ducked, unducked. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Nerd.
Well, look, if you have made it to this point and you have listened to ducking, we thank you. We would love to hear from you. We want to have you participate in everything we've got going on. So the Victory's Achieved stuff, get out there, play games. Be part of the community. Join us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter because we are still there. You can even email the show if you like, podcast@ocpod.com. We do check our emails once in a while. I'm looking right now. We're safe. We haven't missed anybody.
We check them more than we check the iTunes reviews anyway.
iTunes?
Yeah. We're on Twitter a little bit more actively than we are with Facebook, that's for sure. Anyway, but yeah, get on there. Be part of the community. Just have fun. It's gaming. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be lighthearted. Put your politics aside. Get out and enjoy video games. That's the most important thing we can be doing right now. So, that said, Kim, give us a shout out.
Okay, I'm going to shout out our shatters because there's a list. So, of course there is. We have Lord, Game Over UK, Inner Deviant, Martin. I don't know.
He's Martin.
He told me once I got it right, but yeah. Anyway, Abbott and Costello, believe it or not, they've been dead for years, but now they're back to watch our podcast. Go figure. Another TTV viewer, Commander Root, Droop Dog, one went black, sorry, Electrical Longboard, Extra More, Feet. It's always nice when body parts come and watch our podcast. Good Elgin and Silly Gnome 225. So thank y'all for stopping by the chat or just watching us, because there's like three people in the chat. No, four people, I'm sorry. Yeah. In the chat. So the rest of you, I assumed, watched us or were bots or whatever. But either way, thank you for coming along.
We get a few lurkers now and again. Martin usually lurks in the background.
Yeah. Man, body parts now, apparently. So feet?
Feet. Yeah. Go figure. That one's original, I'll give you. Alrighty. A shout out to you guys. It's always fun. So I, enjoy it. I'm glad to be back because it seems like I haven't been on here for a while, and it's weird because I'm usually always on here. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, after that incident, Kim,
I know.
Yeah. We won't talk about that now, though. Someday. Yeah,
thank you.
Someday.
It's an embarrassing thing, and I don't get easily embarrassed, so there we are. Anyway, hopefully everybody has a good week. Hopefully if you're like me in the middle of winter that you don't freeze to death and your heat keeps going. So, yeah. That's it for me. How about you there, Mark?
I want to shout out Joysticks and Chill again. I know I've been going on about these for a few weeks now, gushing about them, but I've caught up on all their podcasts now. I'm up to date, and you can see sort of like from the very first one to like just to episode 5, which is their latest one, you can see the improvement and the gelling together now, the bonding, and it's a great new podcast. It always endears me when I see the VG Hub community members band together and create a new podcast. And I just hope they have some longevity, unless Entertainer or Boss Wave. But yeah, there you go. And I agree with Fraser. Nezzy is a natural.
I will just say this, in looking at their longevity, just don't invite Gary DeFelice to be like a main host.
Yeah, but
a main
don't
host.
Start their longevity for very
They've already got a podcast killer on the team, haven't they? John Mouse is a bit of a podcast killer.
I didn't want to say it.
He went on Boss Wave and they ended up going no more and play a vault. Anyway, moving on. Talking of John, I want to shout out John because he posted a link to a... I think we were on about sort of like older games and retro games and stuff. And we mentioned Vice City and stuff. And we got talking about Vice City. And he put a link up for a YouTube video to Flash FM, one of the radio stations on Vice City. And it's like 54 minutes of 80s music and the like the sort of humorous DJ segues between them, which are absolutely hilarious. So I downloaded that and I've used a YouTube to MP3 converter and I've just put on an SD card to put in my car because it's amazing. So thank you so much for that, John. It's a great link. And my final shout out is to Amar, again in our OC podcast What's Next group, and not only do we talk about games and technology, we talk about health and mental well-being and stuff. Me and Phil were discussing about having a few sleeping issues, having trouble sleeping through the night without waking up most of the times, and Amar mentioned this thing called magnesium citrate. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's like a food supplement. So I've got some of this to try, and... as well as promoting a good night's sleep, it also increases your energy levels. It's good for your bones and joints, which at my age I need. And the main thing for me is it's good for your high blood pressure, which I suffer. So, yeah, I've been taking it a couple of days now. I've not really noticed that much difference. I've got a bit of an energy boost. Normally at this time of night, I'm really tired and... or whatever, but I'm quite hyper still at the moment. So yeah, see what it's like in a week's time and I'll report back on it. But thanks, Amar, for the advice and the link. Let you take us out, Greg.
All right, well, thank you to both of you for making the show. Always fun.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Thank you for that audio
I was trying to type something in the chat again and the soundboard were activated. I know Jay does this a lot on their podcast. So, yeah, sorry about that.
Look at that deflection from Mark. It's, you know, he makes the big error, but then he's like, oh, but this other podcast.
Yeah, they do. I was just showing an example of what happens on the other show.
Speaking of Jay, I want to actually give Jay a shout out. James B1983, also as we know him on Twitter, he posted a picture of a PS5 where their child, I can only think unbeknownst to them, because if they let them do this, I don't get it, but they literally drew and crayon and stuff all over the PlayStation 5.
Oh no!
It is something to behold. I'll post the picture up real quickly here in our WhatsApp chat, if I can say that properly. See if I can do this on the fly fast enough for us. But I saw this picture and I was just like, "This is why you have laws for justifiable homicide." If my kid had done this, I would have lost my shit. I mean, it's there for you to see it.
Now you know why I don't have children.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's one thing if it, you know, costs maybe $100-$150, but I mean, that's a $500 console. I would just... Yeah. It's the disc version, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know what happened to Madeleine McCann now. They had a white PS4.
Shout out to him. That picture just, I mean, it made me laugh. And then I also thought, oh my God, yeah. death to that child. A shout out to Robin. I hope you enjoyed your birthday and your time off. Well deserved, my friend. It has been, it's been a crazy year. And so you're celebrating a birthday at the start of the new year. So you're now 79 years old. It's okay. It's all good. Shout out to our community. As Kim said before, you know, we really do love everybody, gamers, whether we align politically or not. We are all gaming friends, and that is the most important thing at the end of the day. And on that note, it's not looking good for Green Bay, Kim. Just going to throw that one out there. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Enjoy the football weekend, Kim. For those that do follow the NFL, enjoy what is shaping up to be a great weekend of football. This game will have a good finish, and the next game should be good as well. And yeah, I've talked too long. Mark, music, please stop me now.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Why is that not working?
I'll just see my phone out.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark has broken everything, apparently.
That's great.
Oh,
I've
broken it.
Da, 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 da.
Do you know we're doing that thing a minute ago? It's broke.
Yeah. Yeah, you.
What did you He's overprotected.
Oh, shit. Oh, hang on. Here we go. Resume.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.